The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org 88.1. I'm your guest host, Rebecca Miller, and our co-host today is Janet Entine, a longtime Project Independence member and a member of the Roslyn Advisory Committee and a frequent co-host of this radio show, Project Independence and You, and a lot more. Janet, thank you for helping us out today with the show. I hope your sleigh got you here safely.
Yes, it did very well. Thank you so much, Rebecca.
It's sure. Good. Glad to hear it. Project Independence is an aging in place initiative providing services to our town residents who are 60 and older. If there's a service that we don't provide, we will make sure to connect you to the appropriate provider. We do have a lot of services, including community nursing, community social work. We have a great transportation program and more. Today's show is going to be a special one. As always, our guests are Wayne Wink, who is North Hempstead Town Clerk. Wayne, how are you doing?
Good morning. It's very nice to see you. I'm glad we all made it here in one piece.
Yeah. How's the back? Doing any shoveling today?
Oh, it's not the back. It's the shoulders and the neck that really bear the brunt of it. But I'll get through.
Right. Good. Glad to have you here. So Wayne, we'll be talking to Wayne on our first segment. And following Wayne, we're going to be speaking with Josetta Pierce, who is the Executive Director of the Nassau County African American History Museum. So that's going to be real interesting. After that, we'll be doing our old-time radio, Damon Runyon Theater, Pick a Winner, which first aired in 1949. And following will be, it's Talk of the Town, also known as the Christina Liu Show. Christina Liu, who is the great producer of this radio show, does a lot of work to make this work every week for 2 hours. So there's a lot put into it. Christina is also a senior citizen program development specialist for the Town of North Hempstead Department of Services for the Aging. And I've worked with Christina for years, and it's always wonderful. You're welcome. So, Wayne, a lot of things going on. A lot of things happen in the clerk's office that happen annually. Every year you're doing kind of the same thing, whether it's for a particular date coming up, maybe like Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
Or just people have to renew licenses. Right. Other things come around less frequent, I guess. What are some of the kind of usual things people come to the clerk's office for?
Well, we handle so many different areas of town government that oftentimes people are very surprised to know that the town clerk's office is very much in the middle of everything that goes on in town hall. Whether it be as clerk of the town board, where I record the minutes and I'm responsible for making sure the calendar is published and whatnot, to being the records management officer, which is every document that's filed and that's possessed by the town, from the building permit that was issued yesterday to the Dongan patent that created the town of North Hempstead in the 1600s. Everything in between is my responsibility to ensure, not necessarily that it's in my possession, but that it's available and accessible to the public at large, such as it may be. So that's what I do as a records management officer. I'm also responsible for all sorts of licenses, permits, and things of that nature, whether it be taxis, tow trucks, film permits, dog licenses, solid waste management permits. Everything goes through my office. So we're kind of the hub of the wheel in many respects for town government.
Right.
In that we handle so many different things for so many different other departments of the town.
Right. And that's a lot. That's a lot of work. So at any given time, the likelihood is every resident is going to be coming through your office.
Right. I didn't even mention yet the birth certificates,
marriage
licenses, death certificates.
Death certificates.
I am the marriage officer for the town. I perform roughly 200 weddings myself each year.
Right.
And it's really one of the that's one of the really sweet parts of my job, is getting to bring couples together and set them on their lives together.
Right. And I know we have a special date coming up. We're going to get to that a little bit later.
We
but
do.
Since you're kind of it's a segue into what
since
happens,
romance is in the air.
What happens on the 14th in the town clerk's office?
Well,
what goes on there?
This and every other year, the 14th is Valentine's Day. Unlike the last couple years where Valentine's Day took place on the weekend and made us kind of move our annual ceremony a little bit, this year, since Valentine's Day is this coming Tuesday, we are renewing the annual renewing of the vows, which is for couples who have been married, what we say, a long time. And a long time is obviously a relative term to most people. But we have dozens of couples that come to us each and every year who have been married 50, 60, 70. There's one couple, the Schickmans, who have already RSVP'd. They will be there. As of this year, they will be married 75 years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And what we do is we have a whole ceremony where all the couples come in. They all proceed in. They're announced how long they've been married and where they're from.
And where did this take place?
It takes place at Harbor Links at the town golf facility.
Right.
And the clubhouse there, we not only do a ceremony where we renew vows for all the couples, but then we have a nice little luncheon that
Very
takes
nice.
Place with a champagne toast.
And how would someone get in touch and find out more? Would they call your office?
You can always call my office, or the best way to get a hold of Town Hall, as we all know by now, is 311. So if you call 869-6311 or just 311 if you're calling from within the town, you can find out information about this event and so many other things that we do throughout Town Hall. Can be learned and accessed through 311.
Right. So, and are there still availability for this?
We can always put
squeeze
another
in
table
a couple
in.
Of...
Yeah, we can always fit some more.
Okay.
Is there a cost involved?
It is $20 a couple. We have been able to keep that cost down for as long as I've been here now, and it really is very worthwhile. You get a full lunch, a champagne toast,
nice.
Cake at the end. And we get to do the whole ceremony. It's a very romantic day, and it's something I look forward to each and every year.
That's very nice. I'm sure that, in general, people like to get married on Valentine's Day. Is that also up, newlyweds?
We do. From time to time, we do have couples that come in and request Valentine's Day. We try to accommodate them, but because the renewing of the vows takes place sort of in the middle of the day,
right?
You know, we have to work around that. But when love is in the air, we make sure to accommodate.
How nice. Sounds very nice. I know that there's a lot of programs and events that are coming up. And like you were saying, how the clerk's office is tied into a lot of other departments. Really in the town, so many departments are tied into different departments.
Absolutely.
Project Independence, of course. We're always involved with many, many other departments, whether it's communications or parks for events. And also we do, subcontract with taxi companies.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always in touch with your department as well.
Right.
So there's a lot of that going on. So there's a Woman's Roll of Honors breakfast coming up that's annual. Can you tell us a little bit about that program?
Sure. Many years ago, I believe it was 24 years ago now, Mae Neuberger, our then town supervisor, established what we call the Women's Roll of Honor. And since Mae's retirement and unfortunately her passing, we have dedicated the Women's Roll of Honor to Mae. So it's now known as the Mae Neuberger Women's Roll of Honor. And each year during Women's History Month, which is in March, we have a breakfast. And between the end of December and early March, we invite people to nominate women who live and work in the town, who provide outstanding, exemplary service to our communities. We try to highlight mostly volunteers, but from time to time we do make exceptions with that. And each year at the end of March, this year I believe it'll be March 29th, we're going to be holding our annual breakfast, where we will induct the next round of honorees.
Very nice.
And we invite, and the way we go about doing this is we invite the community to nominate women of exemplary service to our town. And then we have a committee that meets, so we keep it as apolitical as possible. And we have a committee that meets of volunteers who then go through, sometimes it's as many as 45 or 50 nominations that come in. And out of that, they name, usually it's anywhere from 13 to 16 women to be this year's honorees. Okay.
If someone is listening at home, Wayne, and this is the first time they've heard of it, mm-hmm. and they're entranced by it and want to nominate someone, how would they get the application form?
Well, you can go on the town website and go into the clerk's office, and or just on the search line, just put in Women's Roll of Honor, or, as I've said, you can call 311, and they will be able to direct you either to my office or directly to the website.
Great.
To pull out the application. I see, Janet, you have a copy of the application there. And the application does ask for as much information as you can provide, because when the committee sits down to determine the honorees, the more information they have, the more well-rounded they get the sense for the women being named. So it really behooves everyone to nominate the people they think that are most deserving in our community. What amazes me each and every year is that, you know, as much as we think that we've named everybody who can be named, there are always qualified women who have not been nominated over the years, or maybe who were nominated but didn't quite make the list that one year because it was such a competitive thing. Please nominate the women that you think are important to this town, and we will absolutely give them every consideration.
That's great. I mean, we do have an incredible population of women, talented women, career women, mothers, you know, from everywhere. We have, you know, we have a huge health system. Mm-hmm. We have so many opportunities to work and live in North Hempstead. So there really is a lot of people.
And Rebecca, just within the last 3 years that I've been associated with it as the town clerk, we've nominated women as young as 16 and women as old as a number that I wouldn't dare to mention being a gentleman.
Well, we are an aging in place program. So if the woman was, you know, old and living and here, and we honor her, it's what we're all about. I guess we're doing our job too with Project Independence.
Absolutely. That's great.
You know, maybe when we come back, we could talk a little bit about what you kind of brought up before we started airing was the new passport mm-hmm. program, because we're going to go, you know, to a break very shortly, and I don't want to kind of start off. So, again, for any information with Women's Roll of Honor, any Valentine's Day information at Harbor Links, where they're going to be doing a great program, you call 311 or 869-6311. A lot of times, you know, if you're not in the town, if you're at work or if you're away for the weekend.
On your cell phone.
You call 869-6311, and that will get you to the town's call center, and every call is tracked and monitored. So, and you'll get an SR number, so you can say, hey, I called. Here's my SR number, and it's always very easy to find your call that way. So we do encourage you, any questions in the town having to do with the Project Independence, the town clerk, anything, if you see a pothole, just call 311-869-6311. And we're going to take a short break right now. Be back in a bit.